So, now I'm a delinquent man. Shout out my man, Salo Hayato. Definitely put me on to this genre of manga, bro. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I always say I like delinquent manga because it's a break from shonen. It's a break from mana. It's a break from special powers. It's a break from demons, evil, all of that
fantasies.
Yeah, bro.
It's just what it is,
bro. Like it, it really is Sunken Rock, Young GTO, Clover, like. Even though I need to read Clover, ain't gonna shout out like I did. I'm gonna do it. Feel me? But it's really well written, son. A delinquent breaks out of... Not even breaks out. He's released from juvie.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Tetsuya Iguchi.
He's placed in the most fucking hardest predicaments that he has to fold 3,000 paper cranes in order to get out of juvie. He's in solitary confinement.
Yeah, he's in solitary confinement.
And a fucking big delinquent.
Yeah, so he was in a gang in Tokyo, mm-hmm. and he got locked. You know, he's a delinquent. He doesn't want to listen. He's very arrogant. He doesn't give a fuck. They did a psyche test on him before they brought him into the penitentiary or the prison or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out he's not good with his hands, and he's not good at tasks like learning. Like he's not good at tasks picking up things fast.
Mm.
So he got into solitary confinement. So his punishment was that you had to fold 3,000 paper cranes to get out. And it got to a point where each piece of paper they was getting smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically personal health. He gets out now, he's on parole.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to like live with his aunt, uncle, and Chiba.
Yeah.
And, you know, they own a restaurant. He gets to, you know, just work, just keep his head down, and just stay out of trouble. But trouble always seems to find Taguchi.
Bro, you know what I'm loving about this manga, Jay? Even though Taguchi is... I mean, Iguchi,
mm-hmm.
sorry, is a delinquent at hand.
Yeah.
Iguchi really right now has not sided with... any gang.
Yeah.
As far as I'm reading, like, he's not fucking with him. He's like, boy, I got a purpose. I'm not going back to juvie.
But what's his main reason slacking. For not joining the gang? I don't even think it's about the juvie. What's his main reason for not joining any of the gangs?
Like, he's not trying. He just wants to be as great as the leaders. You feel me? Like, he's not trying to follow under nobody.
Yes.
Like, he just wants to see the best for the people.
So he wants his own gang, basically.
He don't want his own game, but he wants to be recognized. Like, he wants to stand at the same level of the leadership. He doesn't. He's a lone wolf. He's a wild head. He's a hot head. And mind you,
mm-hmm.
he was one of the top leaders of his old gang in Tokyo before he got locked up. So why would he go into a situation where he has to start at entry level?
Oh, mm-hmm. So he just doesn't want to start from the bottom. That makes sense. Obviously.
And that makes sense. Everybody's trying to get him to join their gang, and he's like, I'm not a doja. I never will be.
Facts.
What I like about this manga is Tetsuya Iguchi is actually based on the times of Makoto and Mizuta. That's actually him. He definitely was a juvenile.
Oh, so it's basically his story, but just told in manga form.
You know, just a little...
Of course, you're going to like drag it a little bit.
Drag it a little bit, you know.
But no, that's, I actually think that's dope, bro. You was telling me about it before. I tried Clover... I think I would like Out more, bro.
Out is less comedic.
Yeah, because the comedic shit was kind of bothering me.
Out is more designer. You see,
he flexing.
Niggas wear Gucci trainers, Armani Emporium, Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a YMCMB shirt.
Some Gucci loafers.
Gucci loafers, yes. You definitely see some drip. Damn, so bro, where are you at?
Jay, I'm on chapter 124.
Okay.
Right now... It's shit is like gone crazy. Like, to even bring up like a couple of characters and a couple of fights, like Kakuta Brothers, like Ikaku, first of all, the damage junkie. Let's mm-hmm. bring that in. Like, this nigga gets a thrill and a sensation off mm-hmm. of somebody even hitting him. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
he goes now and is just like in a sensational fight with Magoro.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just watching and proceeding up to that fight, and this is just where the chapter that I reach. So now, That was
so
you're
talking about 123?
No, I'm not. So I'm just giving a review of like what I've read. This is like you said, as far as I got.
Okay, I'm
124
sure.
is where I got.
All right, making sure.
Yeah. So, know what I mean? Like the other Kakadu brother, LG.
Yeah.
The fucking big brolic homie who hit
the younger brother.
Yeah, the one who fucking took down the opponent with one punch.
AKA Jiren.
Hey, bro,
no, this dude is cock diesel.
Bro,
like, Jake. He stayed in the gym. His arm is bigger than his legs.
Damn.
Type shit. No, I mean his arms is just as big as his legs. Type damn. Shit.
If you want to talk fight scenes,
and he's
bro.
The younger brother.
Wow.
The older brother is tall and skinny.
Boy, Jay, you know what really got me? Want that fight, Kai?
The goat.
Fuck Kai. Anyways, Muto versus Haruki. Basically, Abe's right hand versus the nigga who was feeding for the nails.
Yeah.
That fight scene, my nigga.
When he broke his arm?
Yes.
I saved that on my phone. That's the most epic thing I've ever seen. You have this oversized guy, big as hell. He's like a fucking Batista. And then you have this skinny guy, pretty boy. And it's basically like how we always say, like, you could be as strong and powerful as you want, but you have to use your brain in a fight.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about is definitely realistic fighting. He's not trying to overpower him. He's hitting him with grapples. He's doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He got him in a lock, and then he uses all his body weight to fling him around, caught him on his weak point. You know that on his leg is, you know, it's kind of weak. So off of the inertia of his spin, he brings him down, and he cracks his arm. These are likely things that can happen if you're using your brain in a battle.
Yeah.
Bro.
Even in a street fight.
Yeah.
Jay, like, everything is just mad elite with these niggas. But yeah, let's talk about this nigga, Kai, son.
Kai Kun the Great?
Kai held Haruken by the wrist and beat and slaughtered that nigga.
He beat the shit out of Haruken, bro.
Boy.
And y'all, it's like, the thing is with y'all, like, y'all really hate on Kai. Y'all really, like, I hate niggas that be talking about Kai, bro. Like, this nigga, he's really on point. Now, Kai-kun.
Yeah.
He's from the previous generation, where you know about the coup d'etat that happened. Mm-hmm. Everybody got sent to juvie by Achan and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai, he's laid low, disguised himself, re-enter Kirihito.
Just to observe the scene and just to get
just
the
to
info.
Get their weaknesses. Even had spies flip niggas in Kirihito. So now when Kirihito's sitting here like, yo, why niggas hitting us left from right, this and that, and already know where we gonna be at, this and that.
Kenzo,
Kai
no.
already got
no
it.
Name gang.
Kai, Kai orchestrated a way for him to gain new gang members. He started the $1 million fights.
Yes, bro.
He knew his bros had battle capability, and it was a thing where gangs would come fight one on one with his fighters, and if they win, they'll get the hundred million yen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the million yen.
Yeah.
Now, Kai knew at one point they were gonna tire out, even though they have little bro.
Yeah, Kenzo.
But he wanted that. He wanted the fights to exhibit his power of the team.
Yeah.
And then through them beating the shit out of all of their members, yeah. Now you want to. You know who's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Come with us.
Mm-hmm.
Come join us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the winning team. And that's what happened. Kai Kun single-handedly built. Bakuran?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Bakuran. It's
Kill it.
Is Kirioka. What do you call this shit? No, they changed the name. Of the game.
Oh, Kyoreken.
Kyoreken, yes. And he built that shit from the bottom up, waited for his boy Yoshiki to come out of jail.
Bro.
He came out of jail,
Jay.
He gave him an whole army.
Like, let's talk about that for a little bit too, son. Because
oh, you want to talk about that fireworks and how it just came at the exact right time when he stood on the call?
Bro.
Come the fuck
bro.
Up.
The acknowledgement.
Like, did he plan that?
Yo, James, let me just break it down a little bit too. Like, Kirihito had generation leaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Akchan is the leader of the seventh generation. Yoshiki used to be the leader of Kirihito's sixth generation, but he got sent to juvie because he killed the previous fifth generation head leader.
Mm-hmm.
But Jace, when I tell you the fifth generation head leader was a fucking insane nigga,
he had to.
The nigga was willing to do anything, fucking fuck up anybody, kill anybody, mm-hmm. it's going down on site. But the one thing that he would not do is fuck over his friends. Unless you crossed.
Yo, he told his homies, yo, I will defend you to the bitter end, bro. As long as you my nigga, I don't care if you right or wrong.
Bro. So it's just making me think, Bobby, like, reading out, right?
Yeah.
You got to see the ways that they be torturing these people, because I know Japan is really just on this type of timing, son. They, like, they punish and torture the teams, defeat them until they give in. Mm-hmm. And if that's not enough to break you, they'll force you and your friends to shoot gay scat movies mm-hmm. and threaten to put them online.
That's my new shit.
Mind you, Jay, this guy, Kenzo yeah. had an older brother, his oldest brother, mm-hmm. who also did that same
fuck
shit.
You love me, faggot.
Bro, like, out is fucking crazy,
so you're
going
to take their manhood away all day, bro. But you know, that's what people do sometimes, bro. Like,
sometimes you got to do it.
Damn, bro. It's a sad world out there.
Bro.
Yeah, it's a colorful world.
Jay. You can I throw another character at you?
Hey.
Manuk. My Jamaican boy.
Jamaican boy. Even though he's Nigerian with a Jamaican accent. But okay.
He's Nigerian with a Jamaican accent.
He's Nigerian with a Jamaican accent. Yo, this dude got high boss. We all got for where we all know. I'm like, dog, this nigga really with this accent.
Bro, I'm telling you, son.
But you know, my top two is always gonna be Achan and Kai, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I could say, for me right now, it could be Konami and Meguro.
Everybody love Konami, bro.
Like, Konami, because like he got bro. That OG kind of big brother vibe, you feel me? Like, he gonna beat your ass if you fucking do some dumb shit, but he not going to be so quick to beat your ass.
Yeah.
He going to hear your reason and going to hear you out, give you time, make you think, and you figure out the way.
Yeah, but what I like about it is like he fights. You know, he becomes stronger when he fights with his friends.
You remember what I was trying to tell you about that black character,
yeah.
Jemima, in Promised Neverland? Mm-hmm. Is this not a black Samuel L. Jackson?
Oh, that's definitely Samuel.
Jay, is this
bro,
not a
that
black
is Jules, Samuel, bro? No. Bro, that is Jules from fucking Pulp Fiction. Yo, and my name is Delore when I strike bitches upon thee.
Bro,
my name is Delore if I strike vengeance upon thee,
nah,
bro.
Nah, but Nanook, that was his uncle. So his uncle, like, was in charge of this huge garage, like, chop shop. So he got all of the ties to the Nigerian world and, like, everything that's going on in Nigeria. But niggas is trying to figure out why Manuk just came over into the country into the first place. Like, yo, why the hell you come all the way over here to Japan, nigga? Like,
you know, y'all niggas is doing that dumb shit in Nigeria, all that scamming shit. Yeah. Now you gotta go hide out in
Nigeria. Yo, that's crazy.
All right, so I'm done talking about. Oh.
Okay.
Because I talk about how every goddamn day. I want to talk about a manga that I definitely never really took the time to read.
Okay.
So talk to me, guys. Talk to me about the Dragon Ball Super.
Bro, Dragon Ball Super is not bad at all, bro. It pulled the Boruto, bro. I'm liking it, bro. I'm really liking it.
Loving it.
Way different than anime.
Loving it. So let me ask you, with Super, right? Are they releasing it weekly or they're releasing it monthly?
The same way as Boruto.
Monthly.
Same way as Boruto.
And the story
is different. Same time as Boruto.
The story is kind of different.
Wait, like, are we past
different.
The fact? Well, are we past the point where Goku's in the hyperbolic time chamber with the angel and Vegeta's learning Ultra Instinct?
We're still
we
around.
We are
that.
Still there. Well,
kind
no.
of. We're ending
Goku,
it at the end of it.
Yeah. We're at the end of it.
He talks in the chat. I'm like, I know what's going on. Right, I just don't
so
read.
Right now, this Moro nigga is like straight bear. Like, bro, he's mad manipulative.
This is the.
It's more magic.
The Ram.
The Ram nigga.
Yeah.
Copy. It's more
Wizard.
Magic than what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So he can steal their key. So, basically what ended up happening is, as you know, Goku had to go train with the other angel nigga. Vegeta went to Yajira to learn techniques, because Vegeta doesn't have techniques.
I don't think it's technique. I think it's more like his, like, how to, because the thing with, what was it that Wiz said about Vegeta? Like, what was it that he doesn't have that Goku have? Like, That's what he really went to Yardrat for, to what is it? What is it? It's not patience. Is it patience?
Vegeta, Goku is more freeing in battle.
Right.
And Vegeta's not that. Vegeta thinks too much. Mm-hmm. That's Vegeta's problem. And Whis has always said that, even in the anime, even in the manga, even in the movies. Mm-hmm. Vegeta overcalculates and thinks too much. Mm-hmm. And Vegeta technically doesn't have techniques. Gallic Gun is not a technique.
It is not.
Wait, but can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Being that Vegeta thinks he overthinks too much, and I agree with you with that, because that's initially he turns to be saying when he stopped giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does that translate into him? I'm hearing that he's on his way to being more powerful. Well, he's mastering the technique of Ultra Instinct way better than Goku.
He's not trying to learn Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, that's the thing. And he's not trying to achieve that the whole Ultra Instinct shit,
right,
is bullshit. Yeah, he's giving it to Goku because Goku can't even do it again, and it actually kills you because they're not gods. So it's that's why Goku in the anime kept getting fucked up.
No,
so
oh
it was
shit!
Killing, that's, it was
drop that heat.
No,
drop that heat.
So like, it's technically detrimental to you using that ability if you're not a god. It doesn't make sense. You understand what I'm saying? And the way Goku was using it wasn't using it properly. Roshi was using it better than him, and it's not really like the ability to reach that form is not a form you want to achieve. You want to be more freeing and organic in battle, but not to the detriment of yourself. So Vegeta's like, I don't want to use it. It doesn't work properly. It's not something that's efficient in battle, especially the way Vegeta fights. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like right now Vegeta's going to Yardrat to learn techniques, or because that's technically what he's doing. He's trying to learn techniques. Vegeta doesn't have that. Goku's lost in space right now, and
that's a fact. Which is confusing to me. How you lost?
It's confusing. This nigga always lost everywhere else he's not supposed
it's
to
the
be.
Transmission.
Bro.
No. But that's the. I don't know why he's not using.
Unless you know somebody there, you can't go there.
No. He can go to Earth, but for some reason he is using a spaceship to travel.
Yes.
So unless he's too deep in a galaxy that he needs to get closer to Earth in order to use it, because that is a caveat. Because remember with Broly, if we're going to use the movie for example, because I think the movie is the movie is canon in the manga. So,
it is.
Yeah,
it
so
is.
Basically, he has to you have to be in a particular distance in order to use it.
Yeah.
It's kind of Goku is just bullshit. But every main character in Shonen doesn't have a good sense of direction. That's why Luffy has a navigator. Like it's literally that. But basically. Moro came because Moro's like a mob nigga, bro. Honestly, that's how I be feeling it with Moro, bro.
Yeah.
He came through on Earth, and instead of like fighting Z Warriors, he's like, "Yo, go get
sending
the treasures.
Millions,
you go see what they got to offer us." So he sent all his people from all over Earth. Unlike Frieza, who's just, "Oh, I'm gonna go to this one destination to blow this up." Moro's way smarter than that. Boo's still asleep, and Vegeta was like, "Oh." So basically, Earth is now, all the Earthlings is like, the Z Warriors are like, alright, what the fuck are we gonna do? Let's go and get everybody.
What the fuck can y'all do?
Gohan and Piccolo fighting. I just hate
God
Gohan.
Yamcha.
Oh,
God Yamcha.
Yamcha.
God Yamcha.
God Yamcha.
Son, everybody's struggling.
God
Yamcha.
wait. Yes. Bro, Yamcha did not die yet. He did not die. He's actually able to fight. And he's like, I'm the third strongest on Earth. Bro, I hate Yamcha.
Yeah,
exactly. And technically he is, because it seems like he's stronger than Krillin.
Yo.
And we get our counter to Android.
You cannot be making this shit. Keep going, please.
Bro, we know who Denji's real master is. Master Roshi, because this nigga Master Roshi saw some bad bitches, bad alien pirate bitches, and he's like, yeah, Krillin, you can handle this by yourself.
Deal with them.
And he went and followed the bitches.
I'm about to go deal with these
babies. They were three bad bitches, though, bro.
So he still has enough blood for nosebleeds?
Yo, this
nigga is the GOAT.
Yes.
The fact that Master Roshi was even entered the battle of the universe.
Yeah, bro. In the manga, he kills it.
He do it like
manga,
he do it like
he had
a little slight ultra
instinct
type shit. Yeah.
But because it's kung fu, because kung fu is all with the flow of water, all with the flow of motion. That's what the whole shit of Wing Chun and Jeet Kune Do really was, bro. It's all about flowing, bro. It's like using all the martial arts together. Aikido, you're using your opponent's strength against you. So your opponent is attacking you, you're using their perpetual motion to mm-hmm. then attack them. So it's more self-defense. Mm-hmm. Roshi knew that, bro. So Roshi was like, just flow with the battle, bro. Goku doesn't focus that way, bro. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Goku's like, I got a spirit bomb. I have a Kaioken. Mm-hmm.
And then you got your Jiren's like, okay, I want to see you at your strongest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, Jiren is the same way. Jiren is brute force, but Jiren flows with battle, bro. Yeah. That's why it's really hard to pierce him in that way. But bro, it's honestly, it was a dope chapter. Everybody goes off and do what they got to do. I actually like that Yamcha didn't die. And 17 and 18 is in a fight.
Facts. Because
they don't have their android. So they don't have chi. And
the guy they're fighting?
He can take your chakra basically, your chi. Yep. And that's how he was able to beat Goku and Vegeta. And that's why Vegeta's like, all right, see, this is stupid. No matter how strong I get, this motherfucker takes my mm-hmm. energy. I need techniques mm-hmm. that don't rely on spiritual power. And Super Saiyan relies on battle power.
Yeah.
And you're getting stronger and stronger.
Can I turn y'all out here and use this little
Vegeta do something little light blast, but the shit end up being some big shit he didn't even know that he had.
Mm-hmm. But now there's something else that I'm not starting to like either. Because I'm starting to notice, when it comes out to these battle scenes, what you're saying described in the manga is not what's going on in the anime. So what is really going on?
The problem is, there's properties that own both the anime, because remember, GT is not canon. But Toei and TV Tokyo had the rights to the characters in order to display them on TV. So what happens is, the way anime works in Japan, there's committees of different people. So let's use Gundam, for example. Sunrise, right? So Sunrise has the property of Gundam. They have an affiliation with the TV network, right? Yeah. So they'll be on TV Tokyo to premiere their episodes, right? But then Bandai, which owns the model kits for the toys and own the video game rights, has a say to what's going on with the anime. And then not only that, you also got Sony, who's the biggest music company in the world technically, but in Japan they run almost all the music. They have a rights to what's going to happen in the intro. This is why Black Clover has 18 fucking intros. And their openings and their bare fire of different songs.
Yeah, because they're promoting different artists.
Exactly. So anime isn't made by a committee, bro. It's like the Congress of what happens, bro.
You just gotta know the politics.
Yeah, and that's all anime is politics, bro. So what happened was, they were like, look, Dragon Ball Super is coming out. We can milk this.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to milk this property for all we can milk.
Mm-hmm.
And the manga artist is like, well, we want to do this as well. We're just not following that particular story.
And among all this, it's a pivotal with Jason saying,
they don't have a choice.
They care about more of the story.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Explaining things and making sure pacing and everything is being explained well.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to anime, just the same way with KNY, they know how to promo. They know what people want to see, how to grab attention. And with Dragon Ball Z, you can tell even with the battle of the universe, they're focused mainly on flashy battles because that's what we like to see, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was really it. That's what you watch an anime for, is blasted battles.
Mm-hmm.
The manga is more like in-depth story and you were getting some shit. Like, we now got history of the galaxy from with the Majin Buu, the importance of Majin Buu and the importance of the basically the commies, the gods. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this happened because a certain fucking what the fuck is, not Whis, the other nigga,
Beerus.
The nigga keeps sleeping. He's not doing his job in his universe, bro. So he is technically, some of the shit that's happening now is his fault, bro. Because
he's letting these galaxy busters do his job.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. And that's what the fuck you're kind of getting, bro. Honestly, the manga's heat, bro. And this chapter's heat because we got to see Gohan and Piccolo fight. I'm just kind of tired of Gohan and his stepfather.
But they're a great team, bro. You can't lie. They're a great team.
Gohan and his stepfather.
Bro, I do like that technique he did where he was able to reverse Piccolo's fucking special beam cannon.
Padded,
he was able to reverse it. He did some First of all, that was some God power shit.
Wait, is this Mystic Gohan or Supreme Kai
Gohan? I don't even
know. This is the thing. Mystic Gohan is Supreme Kai Gohan.
I was Supreme.
So they're the same kind. They're the same kind of thing. My bad.
I was trying to see, like, because there was a big hype of Gohan getting a new power-up. So was this it?
He's tech. I don't think he's God yet. But he has some type of Kai powers.
Just like
Trunks. To which, remember if you watch the Broly movie, Goku was able to do that, like, circle shit to stop Broly from attacking, which is technically like an Ultra Instinct type of thing because you're naturally flowing with battle. Gohan did the same thing in the Special Beam Cannon, and then Piccolo was able to use his Special Beam Cannon in order to propel that fucking ability. So I thought that was fucking dope, bro. I actually like the battles now because it's not about flashing moves, bro. It's about you actually have to be smart. And that's what happened in this battle because Gohan and Piccolo lost before. Because they took his powers, but now they were able to be like, all right, we're going to expect him to do that, but they can't. We know that he can only use one ability at a time. And then what happened was, the homie was like, oh shit, they got me. This dude ain't got no emotion. So he was like, oh fuck. And then the little creature was like, yo, use Moro's power to take their chakra. But the Earthlings was like, oh really, nigga?
We got two
Let's
people
bring
for
17 and 18 in
we
here.
We got two people for y'all.
Yup. And I like that 17 and 18. 17 was like, I'm only doing this for money.
Facts.
And 18 was like, they nah, I like just don't want them to fuck like with the Earthlings that I like.
They get like 15 mil for that shit, right?
10 mil.
10.
Yeah.
Should that 15 Zen?
No, it was 10 I think 15, Zen. Yeah. It may have been 10 or 15, but either or, 17, she's still fucking, 18, she's still fucking selfish. She's only doing it for money. Because she can protect her and her daughter. So she don't
really care. No lie, that whole scene reminded me of back when it was evil. Back
They're only caring about themselves. And that's what I like, bro. It's not all virtues. And that's why they changed
so
much. It's not about being virtuous,
bro. So how is 17's perspective? Because back, like, in the anime, they predicted, like, tease with his family. He's a new
change
man.
He's still the same.
He's still the same. Bro, he was like, I only care about... For example, he only cares about what the fuck he's doing now. Yeah. And he actually works at a theme park, and he likes the city he lives in. So he's like, I'm just here to protect them. Yep. And I can't have y'all fucking up the earth because I'm actually enjoying my life right now. So I like their selfishness, bro. And Vegeta's like, so this is the shit with Vegeta. The people in Yajirai was like, oh, Vegeta, some shit on earth is happening. I can feel disturbances. He's like,
they can handle it.
He was like, I don't care. They can handle it. Is Moro there yet? He was like, no. He was like, all right, they'll be fine. Mind you, Vegeta has a daughter. He has Bulma, but he was like, they'll be fine.
Yeah, he good.
I need to learn this technique because I haven't mastered it yet, bro. And that's what I kind of like what's going on right now. It's not about being virtuous in anything, bro. Straight Beerus fire on that.
I still want to know what Beerus is going to do when he finds out that Earth is being attacked. Right?
Oh, I like that Whis is not telling Beerus anyway. Anything,
I
want to
know
bro.
What happened though. Like, if Beerus was to fight Maul.
Oh, he can destroy him. He's a god. He gods don't have chakra.
But remember, Beerus always thought that the great grand priest was like the strongest. Like, he doesn't know about.
Yeah,
this.
He's ignorant to the world. Yeah.
I would like to know, like, what would happen.
I would say if they cop out at the end of the fight, like, say Vegeta, because Beerus won't want Vegeta or Goku to die. Because Vegeta and Goku is his playthings.
That's a fact.
He's toys. He's their toys. And they're fine with that because they just want to get stronger. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But, so he's selfish. He wants food and he wants something to do while he's bored and when he wakes up from not going to sleep.
That's what I'm
saying.
He wants
that
earth.
He will do anything to keep earth alive.
I hope that they don't pull some bullshit and they have Beerus show up at the end, the nick of time, and then destroys him. Because if they pull some bullshit like that, bro, like with the whole Zamasu shit, if they pull that bullshit, then they fucked up the raid. But if they don't, then I'll be fine.
But what if they, instead of him doing the whole destroying thing, they actually have him like actually fight?
Then we get to see what he can actually do, bro. Because
that's what we still haven't found out what Beerus really, really could do. I mean, even though they did have the whole Gods of Destruction tournament where they had a little.
Which that, thing,
that was nothing, but we really want to see.
Oh, yeah, so
you
want to
see more.
Abilities, like what he can do, That's what I'm curious, bro. Hopefully they pull that out.
So who would be able to give Beerus like a run for his money?
Mm-hmm.
Ciampa. him and Ciampa.
How about hell though?
Nah, wasn't they like?
It was almost... already. It was already stated that Beerus is.
Oh no, it's not that. Who's that other guy? It was who's the two?
Catella, Catella, the little rat thing.
Right? Yeah, son, the little rat guy.
Yeah.
Was holding it fucking down. Mm-hmm. Him and mm-hmm. Beerus was like literally tied, bro, neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, and Zone, what's the two gods? Yo, Goku's an asshole, bro. So in the anime, they don't explain why there was two like supreme god beings.
Uh-huh.
It was Goku's fault. He brought one back from the future, and now he had a plaything because Goku technically was about to get Earth destroyed. This is Goku's ignorance all the fucking time. But anyway, like, yep. bro, the little fucking rat thing was holding it fucking down, bro.
And this is Ciampa.
No. Ciampa's a cat.
Okay.
It was another god from another universe. Yeah, yeah another god of destruction. I would say read the manga, bro. You would like it.
When I watch Dragon Ball anime, it's, you know, like we said, it's more flashy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more fighting. And, you know, just like how I was talking about the with the My Hero and the Dragon Ball Broly. Like,
yeah.
I thought both movies was amazing, but I'm just was like just a little tired of just the fighting, bro. Now y'all telling me, like, it's more stories.
The storyline is better, bro.
It's way better. It's way better. More character development between the Z Fighters. I'm hearing that Roshi did Ultra Instinct at one point. Yamcha is actually powered up.
Yeah, Yamcha is like literally beating the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
I mean, I want to see that.
Yamcha, the police people was like, the Galactic Patrol was like, oh, so we're going to need you to do this, that, and the third. Hopefully, I can hold y'all on. Yamcha is like, yo, we does this before y'all even came in the picture, nigga.
Facts.
That nigga Yamcha is cocky. I can't wait till he die next chapter. He's dying.
AKA Bulma-san, nigga.
Bro, it's not a Dragon Ball property if Yamcha doesn't die.
Yo.
Yamcha, Tien, and Chiaotzu always has to die.
And Krillin.
I mean...
Nah, because Krillin's wife is the baddest bitch, and she holds him down, bro. She's strong as fuck.
That's a fact, though.
Bro, she hold him down in GT?
What's GT?
No.
I don't know what GT is.
But you know what I do know?
Yeah.
It's time to wrap up this motherfucker. Shut up. Well, I'd like to thank my special guest for showing up here. We got the man Gogeta, aka Fashion 40, my man EMJ. Hopefully they come to many more shows. I'm loving this energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's your boy OG Bobby XX. Thank you guys for listening to Shibuya Station Podcast. Everybody, sign off.